Well, I understand you started double and then bogeyed the second, but I understand then you were, but you made the turn back at level. Was that your mindset to try to get back to level for the day when you made the turn?
Yes, that was part of it. I just wanted to get back to where I was yesterday, you know, just the same mindset. So I wasn't in a big hurry to get back to even, but I was hoping to get back to even eventually, yeah.
What turned it around for you after the second hole?
I actually birdied the next hole after that. So actually the next two. Yeah, the next two holes after that. So that helped turn it right back around, back to just one over, and then ended up making one more birdie before the turn. So I was in control after nine, which was nice.
Did you realize that the lead had gone to two, and then within a couple holes it was like back up to seven?
I realized, but I didn't. I tried to not think about it. I just tried to, you know, stay calm and just do what I had been doing the whole week.
How did last night go, knowing that you had the lead and you'd be in the last group?
It was fine. We had some deep dish pizza, which was awesome, and just kind of relaxed like I have the last few nights. So I slept fine. Wasn't anything different.
Tell us how maybe comforting it was to get around Kelpie's corner and know you had a few shot lead, that if, you know, with all that water and if you hit any trouble on one hole, that, you know, you'd be okay.
I played more conservative on the last few holes just because I knew that I had a lead. But it was still nerve-wracking with the water, but it was nice having the cushion for sure.
Just the overall feeling when you knocked the putt in on 18 and you knew you finally had the championship.
Yeah, it was a great feeling and my first pro victory, so I'm really excited and happy to be in Illinois with the awesome weather to do it.
What's next for you? You're trying for the LPGA Tour, correct? Mm-hmm. Are you going to go to the Q School qualifying?
Yes, I'm going to Q School the next month, end of next month.
So where's that at? You know?
It's in Palm Springs, California.
So yeah. Where do you play? Are you taking a little time off, or are you going to go back to trying to play some other tournaments right away now?
I'm going up to Michigan next week to try to get in. I'm doing the Monday qualifier for the LPGA. So if I get into that, then I'll stay for that. And if not, then I'll just fly home after that.
I'm talking again about just the performance here. You know, yesterday a great round, and to be able to come in here, and this is, you know, as many other competitors, what a tough course this is, to be able to put this type of score up you did. You got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. It was a good tournament. I can't say, you know, there was putts I missed that could have made, but I made a lot of putts too. A lot of good par saves and a lot of good birdie saves. So overall, I'm really, really happy with how I played and kept it together on such tough conditions and tough course.
You kind of hinted at it, but I wonder what's a young lady from Texas at the University of Oklahoma doing here often, but you had a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
both
I do.
Both are from,
they went to Illinois State.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of family and friends up here. And I knew the weather would be nice because they told me it would. So I'm just trying to get away from the heat for a week. And
we got lucky. It's not always that way.
It's nicer than Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Do
you have a favorite hole out here? Was there one that maybe you birdied 2 out of 3 days?
There was a few that I birdied twice. I'm trying to think. Number 15, I believe, the last of Kelpie's Corner. I birdied it the last 2 days. And then today I missed a putt I could have made. So I like that hole. But I like them all. I don't know.
Well, if you're not busy on the LPGA Tour next year, will you come back and try to defend your title?
For sure, yeah. We'll see if my schedule matches up next year. But I would like to. I love the course, and, you know, I have people up here. So if it works out, then I'll definitely be here.